Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Get Real. The show is hosted by me, Peniel.
Me, Ashley.
And me, BM.
Yes, and yes, we are going to get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspectives.
Our perspective.
Worst lead ever, Peniel. That was like the most amateur lead of
I'm
all
I'm just time. Reading what's on the script.
Ashley should do it. Ashley's been DJing for like how long?
I know.
Peniel was a DJ too.
Was a DJ for what?
But why you think
at
I got
TBS.
Fired?
On all the TVs you did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember that.
Okay,
oh
did gosh. I get fired? I don't know. Hit me up. Did you fire me? Or? Anyways, yes. Today we have our very special guest. You guys probably recognize his voice already. But yes, please welcome Han Hee-joo!
Hee-jizzle!
Before we
start off on anything, I just want to dedicate this broadcast… What do you call this? Podcast?
Podcast.
Yeah. To our beloved Diane.
Diane.
She's been trying to manage this for a long time.
I know.
Oh. And it's been months now? And then it finally happened.
Weren't you supposed to come on like… On like… 40th something episode.
Yeah, it just didn't click. And then Diane and I have just been texting a lot for that. And thank you for that. Sorry, Diane. I love you.
You're so busy.
All right, well, yeah. Special shout outs to Diane for making this episode possible.
Yes.
And without you, he would not be sitting here right now.
I know. Seriously, Diane, you're the best. My first time being on a podcast.
Ooh,
very excited.
Ooh, really?
Welcome, yes. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So I don't even know how it's going. I don't even know how
it's
going.
I mean, it's similar to radio, but it's just more free. You could say like brands if you want. You could cuss if you want.
Yeah. Who listens to this though? Who's going to…
Excuse me?
No, no. I'm just curious. Like who's going to listen to
me,
this?
Me, BM and Ashley.
Is this going to be on YouTube?
Yeah,
it's all around the world.
And Spotify,
Apple Music. It's on all that stuff.
I'm too old for this, man. So people download this?
Yeah.
They don't listen to this
or
in the car.
They stream it. They stream it.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. All right.
Anyways, yes. today's episode, we are going to be talking about K-pop.
Yes.
Why? Because Hee-jun said he wanted to.
What the? Really?
Oh, okay. Yes. And back in the early 2000s, the term K-pop wasn't even familiar to Koreans.
Yeah.
Was it really? K-pop? Maybe. Anyways, yes. But during the past decade, the industry has shown rapid growth. But where do we go from here? All right. To interact with us, follow us on our socials at The Dive Studios. Or leave us a comment on our full episodes when the video is up on youtube.com/divepods.
Yeah.
Also, follow the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about this awesome show and join in on the fun.
Yes, sir. Woo.
Okay.
I want to clarify. I wanted to talk about K-pop. But Diane texted me. What do you want to talk about? What I said about K-pop? Not knowing this is going to be like 2-page series. I thought it was just gonna be whatever. You know, I couldn't pick the topic right away because I was in the car. I was in a rush. I was like, K-pop, let's do it. And then I didn't know it was gonna be like.
Oh, do you want to talk about something else?
No, it's fine. But we have realized you guys are all in the K-pop, anyways.
Yeah.
Card, Ace Code used to be, and B2B now. So
yeah.
I just thought you guys never talked about K-pop before.
Little sprinkles here and there.
Yeah
it was never the main subject.
We talked about our experiences as K-pop artists. Oh yeah, pop culture. But yeah, we're gonna dive into like K-pop today. So
I'm surprised you guys haven't talked about it for 50th episode. What did you guys talk about before?
Whatever she told us to talk about.
You guys are a main core of K-pop, and you guys never talked about K-pop.
never told us to talk about
K-pop. We saved it for you.
I'm not even a K-pop star. 너네, 오늘은 약간 얘네들이 주인공이네. You guys could be like an
idol. No, you're a K-pop star. You're an American idol.
See, that's American idol. I'm not a K-pop star.
Well, the American idol turned into a K-pop star.
Well, I have nothing to talk about K-pop. I just want to talk about like the reality of K-pop, let's just say.
Okay.
Because people actually tune in. I have realized a lot of people are... Puneel, listen to your guest.
Oh, I'm listening. So I'm multitasking.
When K-pop은 약간 international, and people look up to you guys, and I am assuming people who's watching this are more of fan of, you know, K-pop, I guess. Mm-hmm. I assume.
Yeah.
그러면은 I feel like we have 뭐라 그러지 justice to talk about the reality of realistic. Goal of K-pop.
We're about to go into a really dark place then.
There we go. That's where we're gonna go, BM.
That's where you wanna go.
I might not be able to talk today.
Because people think it's really fancy things, but it's really not. And I feel like you guys should definitely talk about it and cry about it. And make it a…
Cry about it? Okay.
Who's gonna cry? You gonna cry? You,
me.
You, that's your job today.
I might really
cry. 근데 진짜 ironically, I saw you for the first time when you were a rookie. Like very first year when I was in LA.
Yeah.
I saw BM when he was training.
Yeah.
When you were like really small and skinny back then.
Whoa, I
was never
bigger.
Small.
Were you bigger? Unless you saw me when I like really lost weight one time.
I think that was one time. Yeah.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Yeah. When you're training. And I saw Ashley when I was in junior high school. So I saw you, all of you guys.
When you
guys were such a, you know, 막 가수가 될. Yeah, you know, borderline of becoming K-pop singers.
Yeah.
So you guys could talk about the dark days.
How old are you? Why you sound so old when you're like…
I saw you when you were young.
You're
only 2 years older than me.
That's true. So, okay. Hi, this is Hee-jun. And I'm a singer in Korea. Currently a radio DJ and hosting other shows.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
And writing scripts and…
What? Scripts and…
Not songs, scripts?
Writing songs too.
Oh, okay.
And all that. But enough about me, guys.
Yeah, you want to go down the rabbit hole now?
Yeah, let's go. Lead us into it.
Oh, gosh.
Where are we?
Let's start off with when we were kind of first exposed to K-pop. What did you guys think of it?
Okay, exposed. What's the K-pop though? Like, 많은 음악 장르들이, the genre of the music, differentiated by the beat, as you all know.
Yeah.
If it's hip hop, go do ta to the more. It's electric, do do ta. 비트로 나눠지잖아요.
Yeah.
But K-pop is not a genre of a music.
Yeah.
But right. K-pop is more of a cultural thing.
Yeah.
So when did you guys actually first exposed by the K-pop cultural thing? I guess.
Well, you know, I used to think it was a genre.
Okay.
So what I thought K-pop was when I was really young. You know what candy pop is?
Candy pop
is like really, really bright and like
cute. Japanese.
Like Japanese. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of candy pop in Japan too. That's what I thought K-pop was because that's just what it looked like to me. And that's what it sounded like to me when I was really young. But I was first exposed to K-pop. The first time I thought K-pop was dope was when I first heard Big Bang. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Jay Park do his R&B thing.
Oh, when was this? When
it was like 6-7 years ago, I think.
Very first time when Jay Park got out of the JYP.
Yeah. When he started doing his solo thing. Yeah. So for me, it was really fresh. I was like, oh snap. No, K-pop is actually pretty dope.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I personally just wasn't into candy pop and stuff since I was a big hip-hop head at the time.
Yeah.
But seeing Big Bang do that and seeing Jay Park do that, I was like, okay, shoot. Maybe like this could be, you know, this could be really, really dope.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, that kind of helped me transition into K-pop.
Step into the world of power. Loyalty and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What about you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, I was exposed to K-pop at a very young age, like since the mid-90s. Why does that sound so long ago? Mid-90s.
It is.
I mean, my dad was in the music industry, kind of. He was like in a band, so he loved singing. Ooh. And me and my mom just would always watch those music shows. You know, back then they had the similar music broadcast shows, but it was called something
their
else.
Names
like
are a little
music
different,
camp,
right?
Or something like that. And I was a huge fan of Pinker. So I like collected all of their CDs at a young age. I used to buy their music sheets and like try to play their songs on the piano. So Pinker was like my first idol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Your hair kind of got like a little finger vibe going on right now.
Is that what's happening right now, or are you just lazy?
What do you mean lazy? This takes work. Excuse me. Excuse me.
She got so offended. Whoa. Lights out.
You know what that means. Okay.
Damn, she got so offended she cut the lights. Damn.
This
takes work.
When Ashley did her first meeting with the agency in Korea, I was there. Remember that?
The company…
In a city, when you did a meeting with Polaris, I was there for the first time. When you did, I was.
You guys were label mates, right?
Yeah, in New York. When you actually first, oh my god, she doesn't even remember this.
I didn't even go to Polaris at first. I was at Cube.
Exactly. When you were meeting the Cube guy, I was next to you.
You were?
Oh my god! In a Korean Korea Town restaurant. Remember that?
That's messed up, Ashley. Remember your boy Heejun? That's shady.
You were in Cube, and then they take you out to the other place. Remember that?
Yeah, but that wasn't in New York.
Yes, it was.
You know, forget it. You know what?
Okay, when is your first time, what's your memory of your first time meeting him then?
Oh, it was in junior high school. I was a freshman. He was a…
Let's not talk
about
it.
I was in seventh grade.
You guys
were
in the same school?
Yeah.
Whoa. In LA? Wait, no.
In New York.
You used to be in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, what the?
What? I don't know this.
We're both from Queens, New York. We went to IS 25 together.
Yeah.
I was in seventh grade. He was in ninth grade back then. But I didn't really know him back then. Like, I was with the cool people and he was with us like…
That is… Very accurately true.
Did you know all of her ex-boyfriends that went to jail too?
Did you meet them?
No, he knows all of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, God. Even the one that went to jail?
No, if I say his name, he might know.
Oh,
I know. Remember everyone.
From IS 25?
You actually went out with him too?
No, I didn't go out with him. I said I had a crush on him. I didn't do him.
My first crush
went to jail.
Oh, okay. Well, she likes jail boys.
Beep everything out. Yeah.
Well, Ashley was a really queen of junior high school.
No, I wasn't.
She's really gorgeous right now, but she was gorgeous back then.
Wow.
But
look
she
at
was
you go.
Freakishly tall. I mean, short.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Freakishly tall? I mean, short.
No, she was really short with the same figure at the face. So when she was sitting down, everyone thought that she was gorgeous. But when she stood up, it was like, oh, that's it. And then, that's and everyone just like, oh. Anyway, so she was cool people and I was a really bad one. And then we ended up going to a same acting… Was it? Even before that, we went to a same agency back in New York.
Yeah, where we were scammed.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, you guys go back. No, yo. Yeah.
We went to some different…
Wow. You guys got scammed together?
So she yeah. went, though, even before that, actually, she was a backup dancer for this other artist called Jenny back in New York. She's doing all this neighborhood kind of hengsa and all that. Uh-huh. And then I used to be an MC for our 동네 hengsa.
Yeah.
So you're MC.
Yeah.
And next on, come out
next
and
up
dance.
Is Jenny. And then you'd be in the back.
Yeah.
At her mom's venue.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Dang, everything's connected.
Yeah, wow. Seriously. Yeah,
and then after that, we went to same acting academy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got scammed at that one too.
Wow.
We had a scam.
There were
life.
A lot of con mans back then, especially related to entertainment because that was the boom back
exactly.
then. And
right.
you know, in New York and America, we didn't really have a lot. So everyone was trying to establish an entertainment company.
Yeah.
And yeah, the first place we went to, they were bankrupt. Like they shut down without even telling you. They ran away.
They did.
Yeah, they ran away.
They ran
the second
really
dance school we went to, they ran away too.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's like, with your guys' money?
Well, like we just paid for the lessons, but I'm sure they…
And then you got no lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the foundation of K-pop, I guess. People
it
run
is.
Away.
So yeah, it's not a good first image of K-pop for you guys.
I hear a lot of stories and I feel like K-pop, even now, there's a lot of scamming going on. Like, hey, I'll turn you into a celebrity. You come work with us.
Yeah.
I'll make you a superstar.
I'll make you a star.
That's how she got really scared. So when we were in an acting academy, she doesn't remember, but I remember this clearly.
Uh-huh.
One of the other students was interested at her figure, like Kim Yeon-ha kind of look. And then she said, oh, 오빠, 거기서 또 사기 치는 것 같아. 무서워. So I went with her. Uh-huh. She doesn't remember.
Oh, that's messed up.
Wow.
And then
do you remember now?
No.
And then,
wow.
Right there, I took my time to, protect my sister. And she doesn't remember. And then I text her at the end. It's like, do not sign. It feels like we've been scammed a lot and I smell it really bad. And then she said, okay. And then she took up to Korea.
So I did sign.
You did sign. And then that's
so
how
I didn't
it
listen to you.
That's how your K-pop life started. You signed and then you went off to Korea.
Yeah.
So pretty much.
But it was for Cube.
So pretty much you were like, protect me. And he was like, I'll protect you. And you were like, no, thank you. And then he just left.
Pretty much.
I guess.
Pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, I need some advice. What should I do? Do this. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Bye. All right, Ashley. See you soon. That's what exactly happened. So that's the life of K-pop that Ashley had.
Nice.
Scam after scam.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of f***ing over in K-pop.
Yeah.
I mean, just in entertainment in general, but in K-pop, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Did you guys know a lot of like famous companies are run by gangsters in Korea too?
Yeah.
Used to
Hey, they put damn. People need to know. I mean,
I don't know back in the day, but I didn't really know much about K-pop. I used to listen to punk rock.
Yeah.
And then,
no, you did not. Did you really? Back in the States?
Yeah, I used to listen to punk rock.
Achim
like, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, All Time Low, Sum 41.
Sum 41's good.
Like, all of them. And then I started hanging out with my Korean friends more around like middle school, high school-ish. And then, obviously, all of them were like listening to K-pop. And there were a bunch of… people from Korea. Do you guys remember FOBS? The word FOBS?
Oh yeah.
Fresh off the boat.
Is that okay
like
to use?
I mean, there's a whole sitcom named after it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So yeah. And
I mean,
then
everyone
they were
called
like,
me a FOB.
Yeah. They were like they were like a bunch of FOBS and stuff at our church too. So then they all like
into
spread
K-pop,
like K-pop. And then I was just like, oh, okay. Like this is pretty cool. Mm. But I had no idea what it was. Right. I was just like, oh, it's in Korean. Okay. K-pop.
Yeah.
Like and then one of my friends said that they were gonna audition, so I just followed them.
And
I got in, so I just kind of.
But the friend didn't.
Yeah, my friend didn't get in.
Oh shit!
Though.
Who? Yeah. Do you remember who it was?
Yeah.
Is she in?
She.
Oh, is she in the industry now?
Nope.
Oh, well, if she didn't make it that long.
It's okay. It's not all, sunshine and rainbows out here.
Yeah.
You did yourself a favor. Kind of.
비투비가 어디냐? 큐브?
Yeah, Cube.
그럼 같이 you guys were in the same company before.
Yeah. I think I saw her for like 2 months and then she left.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Good talk, guys.
Yeah, good talk. See you guys next week.
All right, next week. We went down the rabbit hole. I mean, I can't go much deeper than this.
Wait,
I can't talk. You can. You guys can.
Heejun, when was the year when you came out on K-pop Star?
K-pop
Star. That was after American Idol.
Yes, yes. I was never interested in K-pop. Or I really just was not. You know what? Can I be honest? I am not really a fan of K-pop.
Mm-hmm. Even now?
I am now.
Okay.
That I am a host of the show. K-pop은 음악 장르가 아니라고 생각했어.
Right.
Uh-huh.
왜냐면 음악 장르는 they need specific melodies.
Yeah.
Or at least…
Right. Like a beat. A rhythm, something.
But K-pop, I feel like it was 그냥 인종, just race.
Yeah.
그냥 그런 거였어. It was just really not soulful.
Not K-pop. Mm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I feel like… When Ashley said she's gonna take off to Korea, I literally said, "Do not sell your soul to something that's not real." You know, uh-huh. K-pop to me it was never a real thing.
So, I didn't sell my soul though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And my perception changes really slowly. 그리고 ASC라는 프로그램을 하면서 after school program을 하면서 많이 바뀌었지. Changed a lot. So much respectful for all these K-pop singers out there in Korea right now because 음악 방송을 처음 한 거야. 한국 와가지고 음악 방송을 처음 했는데
yeah.
와 진짜 너무 힘든 거야.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Did you guys actually went through the schedule that you guys had to do in a podcast? No, right?
What do you mean?
뭐 아침에 언제 일어나가지고 하는 거?
No, not in detail. But I'm sure they know because they heard a lot of stories about us with
진짜,
music podcasts.
When I was watching 뭐 인기가요 뭐 그런 거 보면 all these K-pop singers looking pretty and all that and I go 뭐야 저게 음악이야 막 그랬었어
yeah.
그러다가 and I was on that stage
mm-hmm.
and I had this thing where oh I know my you know I can do better than all these guys and I went up to the stage and I'm like 와, 못하겠는 거야 I'm like 너무 떨려가지고
you're nervous
and I can't even
nervous.
Find the camera right
oh the red light the
yeah.
red light
oh yeah that's hard
and I'm just the guy who's standing there and singing and you guys are dancing crazy and just looking at the camera with the great expression and all that. and I'm just the guy singing ballad. And I can't even do that right. And then that's my first time got up there. Messed up whole lyrics.
You did?
I got everything mixed up.
Oh my God.
And then 가서 가자마자 막 삑사리가 나고 I never get 삑사리 in my life.
Uh-huh. You cracked? Was it bad?
진짜 심하게.
Really?
It's like, and then everyone just looked at me. I'm like, what the? What's going on, man? and I'm like, what is happening? And after that stage,
you're like, I don't know what the going on either.
완전 total respect for all these artists, even the rookies, because you guys go up in like 4 a.m. in the morning, get your done.
Yeah.
그리고 막 가가지고 리허설하고 막 그렇게, you know, the great performance 그런 거 하면 보면서 respect가 생겼지. Before, I had no respect for K-pop.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
being
yeah.
honest. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's understandable though.
Yeah, I'm
sure a lot of people have like the same perspective as you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah.
And then they never stood on the stage or anything, so they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
And I feel like even if, let's just say, the greatest artist of all time, Bruno Mars, whoever comes to 인기가요 and whoever, 니네처럼 못해. 왜냐면, because you guys do it weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, literally every day, Monday through Sunday, you guys have music programs, right?
Yeah, there's yeah. literally one like every day now.
They, back in States, there's no programs like that. So they're yeah. not really trained. But
right,
you guys
right.
are all trained for performing really well. But Bruno Mars and all these huge artists are only trained for one specific program, like Super Bowl and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Train on rehearsal for a month. 그리고 하는 거잖아.
Yeah.
But then you guys only do live for like two times and do that. That's why I have huge respect for all these K-pop rookie artists too. They're so good.
Yeah.
All right, let's
yeah.
put it that way.
A lot of physical stress comes with it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Even for Kingdom, this time when we did the performance stage, we practiced 2 full days.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's it.
How many hours?
Like I think it was from like 10 to maybe like 12-ish or yeah. 1.
Oh my goodness.
And then it was 2 days. And then it was like the Dongsan rehearsal right away.
Yeah.
We did that once. So it was technically like 3 times. And then it was the day of the shoot. We got to do like rehearsal like 3 times. Mm-hmm. And then the actual shoot, you can only do it once.
Is it live?
Sheesh.
It's not. They shoot it like it's live though. Yeah. So it's like even if you do like perfectly, like you don't mess up a single time during the rehearsals.
And you mess
But then
up.
Let's say they're like, okay, it's like 본 녹화 갈게요. It's like, all right, we're going to do the actual shoot now.
Yeah.
And then if you mess up during the actual shoot, that's what goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but we were only able to practice like 3 times.
Yeah.
Before. You guys did awesome though. How do you memorize that in 2 days?
My brain is fried right now.
Oh my god.
That's insane. I think it's the world best when it comes down to performing. Seriously. I think K-pop is the best.
No, yeah. they memorize the moves so fast.
Yeah.
Like I'm in the oldest guy after me, he was 98년생.
Ah, 진짜?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
And then I'm just like in the corner. I'm like, hold on, what was the next move? Yeah. And then they're like, oh, 음악으로 한번 맞춰볼까요? They're like, oh, should we try like matching it with the music? I'm like,
oh yeah.
I'm like,
they're fast.
I'm like, what the young blood? Yeah.
They're like, faster and faster.
Put me in the back. Put me in the back.
Yeah. 그렇지. Can we actually talk about your train? Because I never had a trainee ears.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was just super talented, so I never.
I mean, American Idol, dude.
Gosh, man.
Yeah, dude.
That must have been nerve wracking.
Well, no, American Idol. No, not really. Not knowing what's happening. And American Idol, you guys know, States production gives you so much time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Dang,
I didn't know that.
State production gives you so much room. So much beneficial thing. Like they give you food and all that shit. Let's just say you're in a competition in Korea. Mm-hmm. They don't let you sing the songs that you like to sing. They choose it for you. Yeah. They give you like the list and shit.
Yeah. Times.
But in American Idol, you just do whatever you want because it's up to you. And that's the huge difference.
Mm.
And the biggest difference of it all is that judges in Korea just goes like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see what you got, you know? Let's see if you crack under pressure. And instead they go, oh my gosh, you're so good, let's just see more, you know. So it's 조금 달라.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's very like a Korean and American kind of.
Wow. I feel like sometimes cracking under pressure, testing under pressure is good.
Yeah,
sometimes
praising
is good. But it's a big difference.
For sure,
Huge difference. And in Korea when you do a competition, note this guys, if you guys want to try for a competition, they take your cell phone away.
Why?
Oh, what?
I have no idea.
They didn't take my phone away.
They didn't.
Wait, what season were you on?
Were you in K-pop Star?
I was in season 1.
Why were you in K-pop Star?
It might have been it might have been all the fuck-ups we did in season 1 that made you guys get your phones taken away.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I mean, I was good. I was a good guy. I didn't do anything with my phone. Yeah. But,
when we were in a living in the same apartment, they took our phones away.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't take my phones at that time.
They take my
that
phones
sounds
away.
Sounds like a company that like just debuted you guys or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. And I said, back then I was fresh from the state, and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And eventually I ended up giving it up. But they take your phones away, man.
Really?
It's literally just insane.
I didn't give it.
You didn't?
Yeah, when we first debuted. I remember… I forgot what happened. But then the managers got mad. And they were like… "All right," because we didn't get our phones taken away from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
And then afterwards they were like… Everyone like leave your phone at the dorms from now on. And then they were like… Anybody have an objection? And I was like… And they're like, why? And I was like, I want to carry my phone around. And they're like, why? And I was like, I don't know, like the time difference and everything. So it's like, I want to talk to my parents. And they're like, work hard then.
Oh, okay.
And I was like…
Wow.
I was like, what does that have to do on my phone? And they're like, just work hard. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I left my phone at the dorms. And then I just… put everything on my iPad.
Yep. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it, right?
Yeah. And then they were like, we told you not to bring your phone around. I was like, no, this is my iPad.
Didn't you take your phones away when you were training?
They did. They did a lot. And if I needed it or wanted to record myself doing something, I would need to get consent from them to have it. So I felt like I was paying for my phone, but I needed their consent to borrow my own phone throughout the day. Like, what?
Especially when you're a trainee,
We even had journals as trainees that we would write in and submit every day and they would read over it.
Yeah.
They would like give us feedback.
I remember seeing… cute people doing that. Yeah. I had no idea what they were doing.
And we had to weigh ourselves every time we come and down.
That was embarrassing.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Did you do it too?
Yeah.
Imagine being running journals. That's so funny.
You know,
dude.
For some odd reason. No. Hey, the journal thing was okay. I was like, man, whatever. I'll just like half what I did today. So like, you know, it was cool. But the weighing thing, oh my gosh, dude.
Did they weigh you in front of everyone?
Everyone is in line.
Oh my God.
Over what?
Just to get weighed.
Wait, were you, Big Matthew or Big Matthew?
I was Big Matthew.
Oh, okay. Oh,
waiting so in cute. Line. Obviously, I'd be last. So, I would hope like whoever like was first would weigh and get away, you know?
Go right, away. Right.
Everyone stayed and they're just like looking at the thing. I'm just what like, damn, that's why. I never took it to heart. But every time I was on, I was like, take off my earrings, take off my necklace. Take off every article of clothing.
I know what that is like. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I never took it to heart, but I'm a trauma bitch.
Yeah. No, my dumb. For some reason, I would think like holding my breath on top of the thing would like make me lighter, like make me float or something. I'd be like,
what was the limit though that you guys had to keep?
Well, that would be based on what you look like.
Ah, 진짜?
So I had a belly at the time and I wasn't like, and especially since I have height too, in comparison to the other guys that didn't have as much height and they were skinnier,
right?
I just stood out like a sore thumb. Okay. You know, I was huge.
Okay.
So every time I'd be like, all right, you need to cut weight. You need to cut weight. You need to cut weight. And then there was one time where I cut like, I was like going from 84 to 85 kilos back and forth. But I didn't have as much muscle as I did now.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time I dropped 10 kilos to 74.
Oh my
goodness. Everyone was like, dude, you look like you not healthy right
That's
now.
That's probably when you saw him.
I think that
was. Yeah, that was
it?
Probably when, yeah.
그러니까 huh? 그런
There's
그런
no
거
있어. Right now.
You had a problem with the weight too?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had a problem because they started weighing me.
That's what happened to everyone, huh?
But yeah, after I came to Korea, I started to gain weight because
맞아.
Of the stress and the pressure.
Yeah.
Every time we had to weigh ourselves, I would tell my friend like, "Yo, pull my hair off so I can subtract some weight." And
holding you up.
Yeah. And I would just feel bad, especially because I started at a later age. I started as a trainee when I was like 20.
Yeah.
I had 동생s who were in junior high school who would be eating like 12 cherry tomatoes for lunch. Oh. I mean, they're still growing at that age, you know, but they're so
That's
stressed by weight. So they're always eating chicken breast salad and like tomatoes at that age. And I felt so bad.
You know what happens? Their stress like blows up and then they go to the bathroom and hide and like eat something
else. That's what we did. Yeah. Every time we came back to the dorm from practice, we would buy like 10 packs of rice cake and we would just shove it down before our manager came.
That's worse.
Like, no, that's what it does to you. You go crazy.
No, also if they're gonna make people lose weight, they gotta teach them how to do it properly.
I know.
You know? Yeah. But they're just like
starve.
Eat leaves.
Yeah.
And don't do anything else.
They say it's unprofessional to
look
gain weight. You're someone who's supposed to be on stage, dancing, looking good. And, if you gain weight, they're like, nobody really wants to see that.
So when you guys were training, the weight was the biggest issue? Was it the hardest part to keep up?
Oh, it wasn't even that hard for me. I had fun doing it because it was like my first time dieting. So I was like, this is pretty fun.
So what was the hardest thing to do when you were in a trainee? Waiting for debuting, I guess. No? Right?
I think ours would tie in to being a foreigner.
Okay. Missing people.
Missing people, learning about the culture.
Not
knowing much. Because, the thing with K-pop is a lot of it is artist development, right?
Right.
So, they train you. They tell you to diet. They tell you to do this. They put you through… they send you to the hospital to go through, more procedures for your face and whatever. So, in the States, I feel like it's a little bit different. They look for people who already have the talent. Yeah. Like how you were on American Idol.
Exactly.
But here, they see potential from something that's at zero right now.
And then trying to pull it up.
And then they try to put it to 100. So I think that's really different. And I think it's also like to a certain degree, I feel like it could be really toxic. Because you're using the angle where it's like, hey, you want to be famous?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you love music? It's not even do you love music? Do you love dancing? Do you love performing? It's
Yeah.
Do you
love… Fame?
You know, like,
come, do you want come to be us. On TV?
It's almost literally selling your soul. And then you get put through all these like crazy, you know, procedures and everything I just said. It's just like, damn, like,
yeah,
I guess, but
yeah,
I don't know. At the end of the day, I feel like that's a huge part of K-pop. The yeah, development yeah. part is development just so big. Part.
Yeah.
So no, speaking of like yeah. the face procedure stuff you were talking about, I heard yeah. like, I don't know about anymore, but back in the day, I heard there were like a lot of companies that were like, oh, like if you want to debut, like you have to get surgery.
They made it yeah. mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long was your training years?
I trained from late 2011, early 2012 till the last month of 2016. So around 4 to 5 years.
Oh, 넌 좀 오래됐네.
It wasn't too short.
How about Ashley? Ashley's been 4 or 5 years too.
No, I trained in Q for exactly a year and then I went to Polaris. And before we debuted, it was around like 6 months. So a year and 6 months.
Nice. Oh,
shorter than me.
All right. Damn. Bye, Ashley.
Dang. Yo, dude, my training process sucked.
No.
Yo, oh my goodness.
I got lucky.
Ours combined is still shorter than his.
I know. What the… The hardest part was the last year.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I'm 24. And mind you, all my friends back in the States, they're all getting their jobs now. They're yeah. big boy jobs. They're out yeah. of college. Which I couldn't graduate to. So I'm just like, shit. I need to make money doing
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Debut me or throw me away. You know, I don't know why I was there. So I grew some. And then I was just like, hey, let me out the company.
Yeah.
I need to leave.
Yeah.
I'll do music by myself. I'm not going to run away to the States. So I'll pay you back all the training fees. Just let me out.
Really? Really? Were you going to really pay all that money? It's too expensive.
I know. But I mean, I felt like I would have probably been happier trying to do that. And then end up in a different company or a hip hop label.
Okay. It makes sense.
Yeah. And then just try to do the rapper route. But she was like, my Taepyo, my CEO, was like, give me a month.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, I debut.
Nice.
I was just like,
yes.
Wow.
Nice. As a card.
As a card.
I feel like in the past, people did kind of look down on K-pop idols because they called them like puppets.
Yeah.
And back then, when they performed, it was mainly just lip syncing. Yeah. And they just kind of danced a little bit. It wasn't even like full on dance. They called it yultong, which is like kids yeah. dance, little choreographies, and they would just kind of be there looking yeah. pretty. But that's definitely changed now because there are so
more.
Many talented people.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And they like compose their and produce their own stuff mm-hmm. now too and everything. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the biggest difference between back then and now is that how you put it. Back then, it was all about gangsters.
Yeah. It really was.
It really was.
Gangsters ran that.
So let's just talk about a little bit of a state side. So when you're in state, you need, if you want to become a singer or a professional singer, you need like we call it 4-triangle, which is agency, mm-hmm. label, management, and sometimes lawyer plus PR, or you call it publicity, whatever.
Right, 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 right.
If you don't have 4 of them, it's really low for you to make a great singer.
Mm. Mm.
So all of the 4 different angles are working for you, yeah. right? Yeah. And the biggest part as a singer you need in state is label. Label picks song for you. Label picks everything for you.
Yeah. Mm.
You, even though you're a singer-songwriter, you go up to the label and then you get confirmed from the labels.
Right.
Because label has so much backtrack of a producer and everything, and they match you with the producer that could work with you in a right way. And that's how states' musics are so much far away from ours, because they talk about music with people who knows about music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
근데 the problems with Korea back then, you got 이제 4 different angles in Korea, but in Korea they all combined this together in one building and like sandwiched. We call this total management. It's a total management, but I don't think it's a good thing. It comes from Japan.
Yeah.
Mm. Total management 라는 게 Japan에서 온 건데, everyone had a different job, but the powerful department from total management was management. Right. Management people who managed a lot of different talks about music. So it's like literally a nurse comes up to the restaurant and trying to cook. Mm. Let's just put it that way. So managers became the head of every department.
Yeah.
Choose BM to sing this song and all that. Mm-hmm. That's what happened back in the day. Mm. And most of the managers back in the day in 1990s until 2000, they're all gangsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
98% to 7%. And 그렇지 않은 사람들이 starting to show up.
Yeah.
And all these other artists came up and a right producer clicked in talking with the right singers who knows about music.
Mm.
So JYP was one of them.
Mm.
He was a singer, great producer, right, produced right. a great singers.
Mm-hmm.
SM was part of it too.
Mm.
YG was part of it too. People think YG is not a singer. As you all know, YG confirms everything, but he has a great producer called Teddy.
Yeah.
Right.
So Teddy confirms a lot of things, as you all know.
Mm-hmm.
And if Teddy says go, we go, right?
Yeah.
So, and again, big hit, Bang Si-hyuk was right. the producer.
Mm. Right.
So if the producer makes the track and choose the song for you, that's when it shines.
Mm.
But in Korea, when management picks the songs for you, that's when you crack.
Yeah.
Mm. When I first sell you the song, can you remember that B2B?
Uh-huh. The Christmas song.
Christmas song. And that's when your A&R team requests me to write a Christmas song.
Uh-huh.
But Hong Seung-sung 회장님 confirmed it.
Yeah. Mm.
So I feel like only… successful company that that got confirmed by management was Cube. 거기밖에 없어. Other than other companies, I can't find any companies who's doing good by making a decision from a management.
Right.
그거 되게 힘들어. Yeah. And I feel like Korea K-pop nowadays is transitioning to that phrase right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't changed that yet, you're really, really late right now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really what's… Initially, I think what you're saying is you're listening to what the music professionals are saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
And a lot of times these days, the artists themselves will actually make the song.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll take it to the company and then… the management will pretty much pick between one of the songs that they wrote. So.
Yeah.
All right, we got a question from Reddit user Luxurial. All right. Hello, everyone. I tried to find the right place to write this, but if there are any problems, please tell me. Sorry for my bad English since my mother language is Korean.
Nice.
It's all good. I'm Korean and work for a K-pop company. We already have a girl group. I think they are sort of well-known in the K-pop industry, but not actually in Korea.
She in the business.
Oh, shoot. Okay. But we are really working hard for this group. I'm sorry that I can't tell which group we are taking care of.
I know.
Understandable.
I know which group.
Nowadays, many K-pop groups are trying to set strong marketing strategies. If you are the one who makes K-pop groups, what is the most important thing to consider? And what is the most interesting YouTube video you have seen about K-pop these days? I know heavy and neat performances is the point that attracts international fans, but any other points?
What do you think, guys? Ooh. You guys are internationally famous.
Sheesh.
What do you think Card actually did doing really well in the States?
Card was a miracle.
Yeah?
Card was a miracle. You know what's crazy about Card? The amount of money that was invested for the first couple projects and the level of expectation that we had was really, really low.
Yeah.
Both of those. No one thought we would have made it like that.
Mm.
We were kind of the, let's see how they do. If they don't do well, let's kind of brush them to the side. We were like that.
Mm. Oh, damn.
You know, we were kind of going to be the ones that they were just going to… not throw away, but just, we'll take care of you later type things is what I felt. For us, we were a miracle because the amount of numbers we did when we first came out was the amount of numbers you can do if you have a lot of side money invested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And from my understanding, we didn't have that.
Right.
So we got really lucky in the beginning. And I think there were other factors, the fact that we were co-ed. But now, I feel like to have a successful group, there's a crazy amount of not only money but promotional stuff that initially is money. that you need to invest in each comeback in each group. Yeah, the more coverage, the better.
Yeah,
you need to have him on every news article, every forum, every TikTok is huge nowadays.
Yeah, I feel like pretty much you're summing up the publicity. Pretty much, publicity is just huge. Marketing, publicity, and there's so many ways that you can market or whatever your artist these days. You just gotta find the right ones. Find the ones that are kind of blowing up. Get them on that. Like internet content is huge too because of Corona these days. So there's no like, and it's like if you think about it, like the 음악방송 views, they're actually not that high. It's like it's like 1% or something like that, like less than 1%. So it's like
it's more for fans.
More just for fans. But if you're kind of focusing on like, oh, how do I get them like well known? I feel like it's like internet content. News articles, TikToks, like all this stuff. You kind of got to get them out there.
You need digital coverage.
I feel like Car did really well in States because you guys had a great songs. People don't recognize, not much as in Korea. Because the level of audience who's listening to the songs back in States, they are really well trained to listen to music. But in Korea, they're trained to sing along with the music. But Car song is such a good song to listen to. So back in States, I feel like people understood Car's music. And I think that's what they that's why it's doing well in States.
Didn't you guys blow up in like South America too, right?
Brazil, Mexico, Chile.
So if, to answer this question, it's really just simple. You gotta have to find, I mean the PR things makes perfect sense, but you need to find a great music producer.
Obviously.
And then make a good music. And then that's it's automatically going to blow up if you actually have a good content.
That has to be like the basic what you have.
Even if you do all that PR and stuff and then people look you up and you got like shitty music, they're gonna be like
It's so unprofessional sometimes, man. That's why I hate this so much. Like sometimes company just overtake the power. And this management who doesn't have any idea about music comes up to the table and pick the next project. It just doesn't make any sense for me.
No, I remember I mean he's out of our company now. Thank goodness, because I don't really like him. But when we first debuted, our members are like goofy as hell, you know? We love doing like funny stuff. And I remember we were doing funny stuff and the VP came up to us and was like, hey, like you guys have to have like a serious image. Like you can't do that funny Like stop doing that. Like our like video production team, Nuna, got like in trouble too. He was like, why would you upload that? Like blah, 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 blah. But then our funny stuff started kind of blowing up on like community sites and like other stuff, right? And then that's when we started kind of getting recognition. All of a sudden, comes back and he's like, hey, do more funny. He's like, hey, it's doing well on the community stuff. He's like,
and that's, what, that's what I'm saying. Hey, bro, all that shit is leverage. All that is leverage. Like we told you.
But it's like what you said. He would literally, it'd be like managers, you know, and they're all just like looking online, like what's blowing up and stuff. And they're like, oh, wait, B2B's like funny stuff is actually blowing up. And then he would come back. He's like, hey, like try this. And he would bring the stupidest stuff that he thought was funny. And he's like, oh, go Gigi, like this is funny, right? And then the members and us, like, since he's like the 부사장님, you know, he's the VP. He's the VP. Not now.
All right, Peniel.
He got fired a long time ago. But, you know, he would like come and then, since he's like the 부사장님, you know, we'd be like, it's funny. Like, okay, like, shoot this and upload it later. And we'd be like…
그러니까, 이게 문제야. Since BTS became number one, everyone thinks that they could do well in States. Or everyone starts to think that they could make a girl or boy group. They feel like they could be part of the K-pop looking… Like, oh, you're going to take it 쉬울 것 같아서. The one guy just get an investment and all investors all together and make a music. Do you think that's going to go fly? No, it's going to crack. And who actually becomes the victim? The trainees or the artist. because they have no idea. Some days, literally, I feel like 99% of the time, company have no idea what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And 1% of the time, artist saves the day or the music producer saves the day. Yeah, I think that's been the story of K-pop.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So watching this, guys, get yourself a great producer.
Wait, so okay, all then right, yeah, guys. Get Luxreal. Get yourself a good producer.
Yeah.
Good producer and good talented artist. Oh wait, they already debuted. Yeah. I hope your artists are super talented.
I mean, who's not really famous in States nowadays in Korea? Like everyone's famous in States.
Oh, they're famous in overseas, not but not that well known in Korea, huh?
Oh, there's so many groups like that though.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes. So
that's it? Oh,
yeah,
that's so short.
Good basics, right? Make sure, you know, you guys got good songs, good producers.
True.
Talented artists and then good PR.
Yeah. I just feel like to sum up today's thing, 자기 일을 열심히 하면 되는 것 같아요.
Okay.
If you do your part.
Do your part.
Do it right.
Do your part. Do it right.
Don't overpower.
And trust the professionals.
That's it.
If you're going to pay them, trust them.
But the thing is, in K-pop, everyone thinks they're professionals.
Exactly.
So that's also a problem. But yeah. Once again, know your part too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know your place.
Yeah. Know your place. Know your place. Anyways, it is time to wrap up. Do you have any upcoming projects or anything? Or
me?
Yeah, any new song releases?
Well, I'm releasing. I'm not releasing. Releasing a song, of course, but I'm releasing a book on.
Oh, you're releasing a book?
Book.
Yep. When is that coming out?
August.
August.
Oh,
all right.
Yep.
Well, what's your Instagram ID?
Hee Jun Han.
Something like that. You could type my name and it'll show. I'm not really on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Oh, what do you use Twitter then or?
No, I'm not huge.
What can like your fans
active.
Follow you on
you
whenever you update
you
something?
Me
listen
anything.
To his TBS radio show.
All right, listen to his radio show. Yeah. I'm sure he'll talk about when the book is actually going to come out on there. No,
his phone number is 0101.
Just hit him up. Just hit him up. Yeah, anyways, book in August. Anything else?
The movie's coming out soon. The
movie?
The one that I wrote as a script.
Wow.
Shooting right now. And
oh, that's what you meant by writing.
Yeah, and it should be on a screen around the end of this year.
Korean movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, dang. Okay.
I hope it does well.
All right.
I think
it's
going to go on, not on the theater, but maybe on Netflix because no one actually released a theater movie nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, because no one really wants to go to a movie theater either.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
And we need to have you back. Today was too short.
I know. Yeah. What the hell is going on?
We need to do part two K-pop.
Yeah, let's have you back when the music is… not music. The movie in the book.
Or the movie.
Are,
yes, please
No,
come
I will
back.
Be too busy for that. Then.
Okay, then bye.
Gonna be too busy for a podcast? Damn, all right.
All right, guys.
We don't want to promote your either. Damn. Anyways.
Stay updated.
He's not
on
SNS, so find a way to find his stuff, I guess.
Yeah, look,
you gotta
up.
Hunt him down. Han Hee Jun, that's his name.
That's me.
All right. Anyways, if you wish to stay updated on the show, though, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes will be up on YouTube.com/DivePods. And once again, follow and review this podcast. Good reviews only, 5 stars only. And yes, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Yeah, bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.